Secretary Rogers, sir.
Yeah.
You are.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. President.
How'd you get along with your breakfast?
Oh, pretty good.
They're all we're working these fellows. You know, it's, I just had to, I hope you probably assume you took the same position, but they brought up the Matthias Amendment this morning, and I said, well, the whole idea of reporting every 6 months and so forth, I said, we just can take it, but of course, these guys are all looking for something to vote for,
mm-hmm.
and there really isn't anything we can give them, is there?
Yep. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to, we had a pretty good group down. We had Stevenson and Childs and Hollings.
Yeah, I saw your list.
You know. Well, the trouble that they're going to have is to draft anything that makes any sense. Take the Matthias resolution I have in front of me.
Yeah.
It starts out and it says, Congress renews its support for NATO.
Yeah.
And then it says that the President is requested to enter into negotiations within the NATO framework to achieve mutual and balanced force reductions in Central Europe. While we're doing that, the next sentence, paragraph, is the President is requested to negotiate with NATO on the reduction of U.S. force levels. Now, if that isn't absolute kid stuff, for Christ's sakes, we can't negotiate with the Russians and be negotiating with our friends to do the same thing. I mean, it's ludicrous, you know. If they pass.
And then, well, the other thing is that we report on the negotiations every 6 months to the Congress. If you're going to have successful negotiations, you can't report to anybody. Reporting, you know, well, we've negotiated and so forth, and we lay all the negotiations out. Who the hell's going to negotiate with us if they know everything's going to be out on the table?
Yeah. But to me, it's really ludicrous that they'd ask us to, you know, why isn't the Soviet Union going to take our negotiations seriously if they know that we're going to be forced to reduce anyway?
Yeah.
Well, I think that the way to do it is the way we're doing it. And
they think here, these fellows, I've got to go over now to do some legislators. Incidentally, I'm going to postpone our meeting till tomorrow because I've got the, they have 150 state legislators in here for purposes of the of revenue sharing. And
fine.
Go over and gang them. So I'll probably get in touch with you around noon. We'll work out a time tomorrow we can get together.
Okay.
Or maybe late this afternoon if we can.
Whichever you say is fine. Well, that's good.
Morning, if it's at around 10:30 or 11, it'll probably be a good time. But I'll let you know.
All right, Mr.
But on this thing, I think the line I took was that I have yet to see any compromise we could accept. Is that the line you took?
That's right.
And
they asked me to look at, and I said, well, we really didn't want to look at it. We just, you know, I don't want to be involved in helping them draft anything.
No.
Now, if the last minute. If they come up with something, and it looks as if it's about to pass, then we can make some comments.
No, certainly not the Matthias one, Bill. That one we can't take.
No.
You agree on that?
Oh, sure.
The question is, what in the last minute? I don't know anything.
Well, in some ways, I just wouldn't have a lot of steam build up for the Matthias one because the first part of it is so incomprehensible.
Yeah.
That the...
You mean have it pass?
No, just have them all sort of think this is a pretty good one, and then make the attack at the last minute.
I get it.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, fine, Mr. Brennan.
He's really a... No.
He's terrible.
Okay.
Thanks.